We are bombarded with all kinds of messaging in media every day. Who's the hottest artist? What's the latest trend in social media? What massive tweet will change the civic or religious landscape? What's the next in thing? Messaging's not so bad if we keep it in perspective. And that's what we're going to do right now, today. Keep life in perspective as we listen intently for God's message so all the others will make sense. Welcome to Message Daily with your host, author, speaker, L. David Harris.
Peace and blessings, listening friends. We know that you could have chosen to spend your time doing any one of a number of things, but I'm excited that you have chosen instead to invest some of it with us. This is L. David Harris. I am your host, and this is Message Daily, where we give you God's Word every single day, and today is no exception. We are continuing in our devotional series titled Redemption Through the Book of Isaiah under the caption, Who Has Believed? Who Has Believed? You realize that the great news of salvation through Christ is unbelievable to some people? We'll get into that in just a moment, but first let's pray. Then we'll get underway. Father in heaven, thank you for giving us the opportunity to open your word today. And I'm praying, Father, for the fullness of your Holy Spirit. Teach us, Father, how to serve you, but help us to be believers of the report of the gospel and share it with as many people as possible. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen again. Who has believed? Now, let me just tell you a quick story. Many years ago, I lived in an apartment building, and as I walked in from work in the foyer, there were some of my fellow residents. All of them were senior people to me. I was a new believer, very ready all the time to give a reason for the hope that is within me with meekness and fear. And of course, my fellow neighbors, they knew that was the case. There were a couple of Christians who lived on the first floor. I lived on the third. And they were having a conversation with a man who didn't believe in God. And of course, as I walked in, my neighbor, who was a believer as well, she said, David, and then she began to say what they were discussing and asked me to engage in the discussion too. And so the man that they were witnessing to, in quotes, they were witnessing to, he asked me some questions and I began to share the great news of salvation through Christ. And as I began to share the good news about how he loves desperate sinners, no matter what you've done, my dear brother, and I'm preaching in the lobby or the foyer, and no matter what you did, he is able to deliver you if you will just humble yourself. And we're going and we're rounding the corner. It's almost like an evangelistic effort, right? We're rounding the corner and it's time to make a decision, sir. And he said, I don't believe that. And I said, you don't believe that? I don't believe that. Well, what was it that the man didn't believe? How could someone love that way? How could someone be so loving? Do you know all the evil that I've done in my life? People have done so much evil. I don't believe that. How could someone be so forgiving? And it was difficult for him that day to accept the blessing of salvation. Not because, in his words at least, not because he wanted to continue to do evil. Maybe he did, but he didn't tell me that. But he refused to believe that someone could be that good. He refused to believe that God could be so good. How good? So good that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him, whether you're a person who was addicted to drugs, a person who was a former murderer, a prostitute, someone who's addicted to pride or your own reflection in the mirror, he is able to save from the guttermost and elevate us no matter what we have done. If we will simply yield to him, submit to him, allow him to take control of our lives. And the man said, I don't believe that. And I said, I was just as a young believer, I just couldn't understand why this was so hard. Well, the reality is there are many people even today in 2021 who refuse to believe that God is that good. They think they have gone so far that not even God can deliver them from their sin. And so in the book of Isaiah, chapter 52 and verse 7, the Bible reads, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of herald who proclaims peace, who brings news of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The beautiful feet are for those who share this great news of salvation. And of course, by the time we get down to, and I'm reading from the Christian Standard Bible, we get down to Isaiah 52 and verse 13, we see Jesus Christ, the servant, the Messiah. And I told you, we'll go over this and over this and over this for the next few days. We see Jesus Christ, the one who is Messiah. See, my servant will be successful. He will be raised and lifted up and greatly exalted, right? Remember, we see that because he abased himself, because he volunteered to die the death that we deserve so we can have the life that he reserves, deserves, that is now the reason why above he will have the name, he has the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. This is glory that he would love so much, so deeply that he could save any sinner willing to surrender. And it says here that he's greatly exalted. Just as many were appalled at you, his appearance was so disfigured that he didn't even look like a man. His form didn't resemble a human being. And the Bible talks about this in Matthew chapter 8 as well, that it in verse 17, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. When we get into Isaiah chapter 53, but he was also beaten. He was also bruised. He had his beard ripped out of his face. He had a crown of thorns placed on his head and then beaten onto his head with a rod. And so even his visage did not look like a human being that deserved honor. Verse 15. So he will sprinkle many nations. Kings will shut their mouths because of him, for they will see him, see what had not been told them, and they will understand what they had not heard. And then, of course, the Bible transitions into verse 1 of Isaiah 53. Remember, beautiful upon the feet beautiful are the people who are proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. And it says, who hath believed what we have heard? Who hath believed this report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And so there are people around the world, like the gentleman in my building that I mentioned to you from many years ago, who just wouldn't believe it. It's unthinkable. How could God be so good? He grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground. He didn't have an impressive form or majesty that we should look on him, no appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of suffering who knew what sickness was. We just said that from Matthew chapter 8. And he was like someone that people turned away from. He was despised and we didn't value him. He took upon him our sorrows and our sicknesses. He carried our pains and we in turn regarded him stricken, struck down by God and afflicted. And then it says that he took all of this because we deserve it, so that he could give us salvation. Who has believed? The question really is, who in this broadcast believes? Who in your network of friends, family, neighbors, those who you go to work with, who will believe the report that yes, God is that good, that Jesus Christ did volunteer himself to take the punishment that we deserve? Yes, God is that good. But the question is, do you believe it? Do I believe it? And do I believe it unto salvation, to where I will surrender my will to him? He is that good. Peace.
Thanks for joining us, listening friends. Always remember, what God says matters most. His message shared through our lives has the power to change the world today and provide hope for the future. This has been Message Daily with L. David Harris. Until next time, make it a great day.